Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Relest Radio. We're catching up with Lucas Warner. He was a member of the 2016 football champions and 2018 state soccer champions. And the Warner name, of course, has still lived on with many great athletes since then, and two currently on varsity, Abby on the soccer and basketball teams, and Nate, who's played some great football so far and has some exciting things coming up here in his sophomore campaign. First of all, Lucas, good to be talking to you again. What's it been like for you thinking back not only to your time at Pella, but staying connected through the program with all of your siblings that have gone through these last couple years?
Yeah, it's actually been a huge blessing to be able to keep up with the old programs, and it's been awesome that a lot of the same football coaches are still there. So it's been fun to keep those relationships going with them and be able to talk to them about Nate and just all the guys that are out there right now. And yeah, it's been a blessing being able to watch him grow through that, and watching Abby become the stud she was, and getting to watch Mia the last couple of years. So I'm glad that, you know, I have a lot of younger siblings, and it kind of keeps this, you know, everyone loves watching their old high school programs compete, but the fact that I get to watch my siblings and my old team compete just makes it a little better.
Well, and obviously great memories for you during your time at Pella Athletics. It was part of a really great run that, again, you were the leading tackler on the 2016 football champions and then a key defender in the 2018 soccer champions. So as you think back to your time at Pella High School, obviously there was a lot of success. But now that you're in early adulthood and that you've started working with students as a coach, how were the lessons that you learned from Coach McKinstry and Solomon and those other great programs, how has that helped shape you into where it's kind of led you now?
Yeah, a lot of those lessons really just, you know, Coach McKinstry loved to focus on, you know, focus on becoming a man and not just becoming an athlete. And so I think that helped me a lot as I started become coaching, is see the kids as a whole, and for that, you know, try to get them prepared for life, not just for the next football game. And so that's really helped me focus in on seeing them as a whole person and, you know, looking at their futures and not just the team's future, and trying to help them prepare themselves for what life is going to throw at them, and really focus on adversity. And, you know, one loss doesn't mean the season's over. And so a lot of those big lessons that, you know, life is important, and, you know, the game of football or the game of soccer or whatever sport you're in, that's not all there is to life. And so those are some of the big lessons that I learned that I like to try to carry on in our program right now. It's just, winning isn't always everything. It's fun. It's a great thing to do, but it's not everything, and we need to look at the big picture.
Well, certainly, and I think that Coach McKinstry would say the same thing. Now, one of the cool things, though, as we do look back during your time, was just how great it was. You were a key member of the 15 and 16 champions, leading tackler both those seasons, and the 17 team that made it to the Dome the following year, football-wise alone. And then, of course, as we said, that state soccer championship run. When you look back and obviously see the success that was there, I'm guessing you have a better appreciation for how great things were, especially Pella football has been a little bit down, at least compared to those heights. And how much appreciation do you have for being a part of that really, really special run that very few teams in Iowa have really ever got to experience?
Yeah, it's hard to put into words, just because we truly were blessed. You know, the guys I got to play with, I still go back and look at a lot of those memories just because our teams were amazing. We owe a lot of that credit to the guys before us, setting the standard, setting the bar high for us. And, you know, though we might have, you know, we didn't have talents like Clayburg and Finney and Holterhouse and Van Wyk and, you know, my older brother Will, after we lost a lot of those guys, it didn't seem like we were quite there athletically or talent-wise, but they had just set the standard so high on how to be winners and how to have the right attitude that we knew going into every game that we were going to be a part of, like, you know, we were going to be a tough team to beat no matter who we were going up against, just because we had the expectations and we believed in ourselves.
Well, and one of the other cool parts, and you kind of alluded to it, getting to watch me and Abby play. You would have never shared sports with them, obviously, at high school, but getting to watch them grow up and turn into the leaders and have the opportunities you had, and Nate's really starting his journey there as a sophomore this year, getting to watch Josh from afar, and then getting to play with Sam and Will for a couple seasons. You know, how special was that in hindsight? You've got a big family. I know we've featured it on the radio before, but how special was it that you got to share so many of those great moments with your brothers on the football field and on the soccer field, and that at the same time, too, also get to see your sisters kind of grow into their own and become leaders in their respective sports?
Yeah, it was amazing to be able to share a lot of those memories with them, just because, you know, when the family gets back together, family reunions, you can always talk about your success, but when other people were there to witness it with you, there's just so much more appreciation that they have. And, you know, you can tell all these stories, but people are just looking at you like, okay, did that really happen? But, you know, I had three brothers on the team and they witnessed it too. So it makes just those reunions a whole lot more fun that we can all look back at it and talk about it. And being watching Abby and Mia compete together, it just showed that, you know, competing must run in the family, just to see how, you know, me and Sam and me and Will weren't the only ones that argued out on the field. And so it's always fun to watch those two get after it a little, because it just shows that, you know, our family is very competitive and we love winning, and we love, you know, we always expect the best out of each other. So if one of us aren't giving their best, then the other one's more than happy to let them know it. And so I loved watching them play with each other, just because, I don't know, it just seemed like they held each other accountable. And so I feel like they just, you know, they rose to each other's expectations and rose to another level, and it helped make them a little more competitive out there.
Well, and I imagine too that it's exciting to see Nate start to really embrace the football program, and he's had a lot of great success already with some big sacks and tackles for loss, and even as a sophomore, just like you were kind of a sophomore on a team loaded with the Clayburgh senior class. I imagine it's got to be fun to watch him come into his own on the gridiron a little bit this year.
Yeah, it has been an awesome experience to be able to watch him grow into that position, because, like you said, I was in that same spot coming in as a sophomore, not really ever playing at that level of football. And just, it sounds like he's got a lot of upperclassmen that have been very encouraging. And so he is starting to feel a lot more comfortable. And I think that plays a massive part in his success, is when the older guys are encouraging him and letting him know that he's doing a great job. It just helps build that confidence, because when you first step on that field, there's just no confidence to build off of, and you're kind of at the low end of that totem pole. So any help in the area of confidence is going to be good help. So yeah, I just thought that the upperclassmen on the team the year I played were amazing with it. You know, I had an older brother who did the opposite of, you know, of helping my confidence. But he when it came down to it, he was always there to support me, and so that really helped me. And I can just tell that, you know, Nate is thriving on that team right now because of the support he's getting from the upperclassmen.
Hear more from Lucas Warner on today's Lely Radio Sports page this coming Friday.